Stuart's having a look at the track, Brendan. Currently a heavy eight rail in the true position, but a little bit of wear in the middle of the track. But maybe by the end of the day, with the inside section getting worn, they might be looking for the outer extremities.
You know what happens? We all look for the horse coming up the outside fence on these Sunday meetings, and someone will just suck it up, hold the fence, and they'll blow us out. So it's generally a track day where they do like to spread across and probably come in the outside of the day. The back end of the day, outside's going to be the place to be, but they might start heading out there a bit earlier than normal.
Rick McIntosh, our caller. I don't know if we'll be wearing black shorts, but he is playing at home today at Bendigo. We kick off the meeting.
If they were, they'd be black bike shorts.
Yeah, that's right, the Lycra. No, please. That's a disturbing image at the start of the day. Race one's over 1,300 metres. A three-year-old maiden, Brendan, kicks off just after 12 o'clock. We take out numbers 4, 6, 10 and 11. And Anude currently hitting the market at even money for Luke Curry and Tony McAvoy. Chivago at $4 out to $6.50 for The Last Warrior. $7 for Buy a Whisker that David Hayes was giving a chance to when we spoke to him earlier this morning. Brilliant Venture, $7.50 and $9 for Classic Bright. So effectively the horse the punters are ruling a line through is Kawadi at $61. How you see the first, Brendan?
Going to go with Anude, the $1 million purchase by Deep Impact. She had some strong form in her four runs. First time in, she chased Jetstar on New Year's Day. Liar comes through that race. Then she was within three quarters of a length of Liar at Sale at her second start. She was asked to do a little bit in her most recent jump out, just bringing the form of her first preparation. If she can do that, she's going to be hard to beat here. Chivago got through the soft seven on debut. Was a good effort covering ground and draws better here at start number two. Brilliant Venture, I thought was an okay effort. Wasn't all that far off Condor's Express at Echuca last time out. Condor's Express has since gone on to win at the Valley. And then Buy a Whisker. Run just peaked out fresh there at Bendigo at the 100 metre mark. Will be fitter for that. Chased Antagonizer. And we see what he went on to do yesterday. So some strong city form lines represented here in the first 9, 8, 1 and 2.
What are your thoughts, Dan?
Well, it's a pretty strong maiden in the sense that Matt Allen and Simon Zara got three. Hayes Dabernick have got one. Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott have got one. Tony McAvoy one. So RF Donut, the trainer of Kawadi, is right up against it here. It's to have those sort of trainers and get into a Sunday maiden, it looks pretty strong.
I'm sure Bob Donut will be strutting around the mounting yard with his runner Kawadi there.
So I think from that perspective, we'll cheer it on Kawadi. But look, I like the Brilliant Ventures run enough first up to give it a push here. I've steered away from Anude because I didn't really like the jump out. I thought it was plain. But a big thing that could turn it around, no blinkers on in the trial, and I'm always quite positive when they're poor, I give them a better chance. I just think she's going to be under the odds with the wet track. So I think a little bit of a risk. I wouldn't be put off having something on something else. And Brilliant Venture might be that horse. Linda Meach thought it was a pretty good run. As referenced by Brendan, Condo's Express form has turned out really good. So the one on top, from a stablemate, The Last Warrior in the same race ran on strongly from back in the field. So it has drawn barrier one, but I think it'll get back anyway. And it might be the sort of horse that comes to the outside and could be that horse down the outside rail. Brendan, Anude, willing to risk, but respecting, because on class and form of last prep, it could be a $1.20 shot and beat them. But there could be a concern first up. And the other horse in the top four, Buy a Whisker. So that's 1, 7, 9, and 2.
Race two at Bendigo this afternoon's a maiden over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are numbers 1, 6, 8, and 12. Tab.com.au have a short price favourite here, and Deploys Alone, number 2 for John Sadler and Jai McNeil, $2.15. It's meant to be at $3, $5 for Larissimo, $5.50 for Mount Archer, and they're the horses in the market, Dan.
It's meant to be's had a few preparations in a number of trials. It's won three trials and it won a jump out very easily recently at Mornington as well. So there's a lot to like about it. It's got a bit of speed. It ran pretty good time in its recent jump out. So it's a debutante, but there is a lot to like about it. Three, it's meant to be. It might be the winner of this race. Deploys Alone's had a few goes. It was competitive to about the last 100 at Flemington last start in that very strong race that we made mention of, Sylvia's Mother. So I think we've got to respect that. A 10th there is probably like winning your last start, really, coming into a maiden. Larissimo, I thought the trial was pretty good. It was hard to get a real indication because the jockey just sat up on it the last 200, and you don't know sometimes whether there's something left or they're just cruising. So I'm more willing to put it in, taking exotics and, you know, early quaddy, put it in, and I think Mount Archer's drawn wide will get back again. It could be that horse storming home late's trial well. 3, 2, 11, and 5.
Brendan?
Going to take a punt on Larismo here, number 11. Mitch Beer making the trek down to Bendigo for her first start. She, although, as Dan mentioned, she was pretty well held together in that trial. I like the way she landed out of the gate. She jumped really fast and was able to find her position. She wasn't asked to do anything. She got through the ground okay on that occasion to beat two. Deploys alone was solid enough at Geelong behind Captain Hardwick and was just fair in the Sylvia's Mother race, but anything that's got Sylvia's Mother in its form is going to be competitive, you would think, after what's gone on with the place getters over the last couple of days. It's Meant to Be has trialled up well back in April and then has jumped out again. Looks a speedy customer, and 5 Mount Archer, first up from a break. Trial was okay late last Monday. Wasn't asked to do a lot, though, but does have his fair share of talent, but yet to crack a maiden yet at the 5 years of age mark now. But Larismo, happy to have a play on it. 11, 2, 3, 5.
Race 3 of 8 at Bendigo this afternoon's another maiden over 1,000 metres. This one's for the 3-year-olds. We scratch numbers 1, 4, 7, 9, 12, 13. Odds on from the inside: Barrier Groot, Kieran Mart, David Eustace, and Johnny Allen. $1.85. Nuclear Chevelle, $3.70. Go Harvey's at $8. That same price for I Am. Brendan, how are we playing the third?
Think Groot looks a good thing here in the third. It'll be my best of the day. Resumes, came through some really strong races in his first preparation. 3/4 of a length, I'm Immortal in a Blue Diamond Prelude, then chased Prince of Sussex twice when getting well back in the field. Jump out at Caulfield was really good in preparation for this. I'm putting in for second, number 11, another one that's first up from the Tony McAvoy stable. Like the jump out ahead of Talented at Flemington recently. Nuclear Chevelle was good on debut at Sandown. Was beaten a fair way by Seatonic, but chased on well and did get through the ground. And then 10 Go Harveys. Got going okay at the back end of its most recent jump out after a slow start. Can play a part here, first up from the Andrew Noblett team. 2 on top, 2, 11, 5, and 10.
Dan?
Similar. Groot, yeah, very impressive in that jump out race experience and against respectable opposition. Its run here last prep in the Vobis race was excellent. Nuclear Chevelle is race fit. Good debut, finished off strong. And the jump outs of both Go Harveys and I Am, as Brendan touched on, both very good. Well, Groot, initially when I looked at it, I thought, oh, this is a good thing. I started to realise this is probably the race of the day. I think depth-wise, I think you can follow the format of this. Don't be disappointed if you're running second or third in this race if you've got a horse, because I think it's a very strong race. 2, 5, 10, 11.
2, 5, 10, 11 from Dan. 2, 11, 5 and 10 from Brendan. Race 3 at Bendigo this afternoon. Race 4's a maiden over 2,400 metres. It's clear of scratchings, and Hanaki Warrior heads the market at $4. Crafty Girl, $4.60. Devalium at $5. $5.50 for Prince Galansky. $7.50 for Fields of Heather. Dan, tongue in cheek, who does Hanaki Warrior run second to today?
That's very good. That is because you wouldn't have known that I had actually tipped it second, but fully understand why. I am actually really keen on one here, which is a difficult thing to be confident of on a heavy nine that could well be deteriorating. But Crafty Girl's run last start, it was on the synthetic, I know, but the step up and trip to know and get the confidence going to run out of distance was most important there. I really liked its performance. I think it's ready to win. It's got that man on that when things aren't going well, he can jump off and just carry the horse on his back. He lifted one to victory yesterday, much to your happiness there, Warren. I like Crafty Girl. I think it's virtually an each-way special at the price in my eyes. Hanaki Warrior can very much win this race. It's been a terrific form. Play 7 of its last 8. Runner-up its last 5. 37 starts, 8 seconds, 5 thirds. Going terrific. Heavy track. Tick, 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 tick. The only one that hasn't ticked is a victory yet. But today could be the day. The 13 Fields of Heather. Beaten a long way, but the Tigre Royale form, I think, is pretty good, and I'll be tipping it in the race after. And there was something else there. Just to get a smile out of you guys, because it's got so wet, and the horse that actually ran on all right last start, Hanaki Warrior's got 37 starts for 8 placings. Castano Mille has had about 137 starts for about a similar amount of placing, but it could have run a drummer today at huge odds. But I'm very keen on Crafty Girl. 12-3-13-11.
12-3-13-11, the executive summary of Dan's elaborate summation of race four at Bendigo this afternoon. Brendan?
This might be a good time for lunch for me. I think Warren at about 5-2 today. Not a race I'm overly enthused in at all. Crafty Girl.
Put your quaddies on first because I know how long your lunches can go.
the run at Ballarat was good. The last 100 was really good after looking like she was going to be beaten a fair way to beat Hanaki Warrior to run second again. 5, Prince Polanski. I thought he was solid enough getting through the conditions at Moe last time out. Gets the claim, and then 8 next best, which is Steamroller. Comes off a 5th at Mildura there over the Carnival Progressive out in trip again for Henry Dwyer. 12-3-5-8.
The quaddy does kick off as Brendan's settling into lunch with another race over 2,400 metres, a benchmark 64. We take out numbers 3, 5, 6 and 15. And Tigre Royale, who was very impressive winning a maiden at Bendigo recently, heads the market at $2.80, $4.40 for Ambush Alley, Lauren Zeddy, $5.50, $7 for Wild Sea, and Charlie Road, Brendan, the other horse in single figures at $9.50. How are we kicking off the quaddie?
I'm going to go with Ambush Alley here. Number 1 was on a winning run until last time out at Geelong behind San Gregorio. Finished off okay, finished alongside San Remo in that race, and he went on to run well a couple of times in town. Hasn't raced since the 28th of June, but he's been kept up to the mark with a couple of trials over the jumps. That's where he'll be progressing, so you think he's going to be fit enough. He gets through the wet conditions okay. There's been a bit of support for him. I can see him winning. Tigre Royale, very good last time, brings a Kentucky Tornado form here. Just has to make the step out of maiden grade. Lauren Zetti was stronger to Chuka in scoring its second victory last time out, and then out to number 10, Cuban Fighter, who comes through the INA for Hay Race here last time. Does have a good heavy track record, but hasn't won for some time. 1, 4, 7 and 10.
First leg of the quaddie, Dan, what are your thoughts?
Tigre Royale's a nice type of progressive stayer here. It's drawn out wide, but generally gets back in the second half of the field anyway, so I wouldn't read too much into that. Can be off-putting when you see 19 in brackets next to a horse's name, but it's in form. So I've put it on top of number 11. I'm giving one more chance to Wild Sea. I thought the effort 2 runs ago was quite good. Last start was poor, there's no doubt about that, but it pulled up coughing. They put blinkers on it first time. Linda Meets is on it. If it can't do something today, well, there'll be a bit more of a headache there for the trainer, but I think it's a chance. Ambush Alley, it just exposed at the big weight, 61 kilos on the heavy track, but it's got that really strong form line, I think. And Lauren Zeddy was the other one, but 4-11-1-7.
4-11-1-7 from Dan. First leg of the quaddie, 1-4-7-10 from Brendan. Race 6 at Bendigo this afternoon's a benchmark 64. It's over 1,100 metres. Scratchings are numbers 1, 2, 3 and number 6. And Damien Oliver, again combining with Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr., heads the market with Better Harden Up. Heard from Trent Lansgale, it's been well supported at $2.25, $4 for Lucky Cat, $5 for Credible Witness, and that same price, Dan, for Yulong Monoceros.
I like Yulong Monoceros. I didn't think it, from a wide gate, just got back a little bit too far, but I thought it ran on really well. Much better gate this time. But having said that, we're looking now, maybe getting away from the fence, so it could end up being a tricky gate. But I liked its run. I think there's improvement in it, which is most important. Better Harden Up, there's quite a wrap on it. I thought that the jump out was just okay. Solid. Maybe solid's the better word for it, with room for improvement. But with D. Oliver on there, you already see that improvement. Damien's obviously gone up there for a reason. He's only got, how many rides has he got? Three rides. So one of them must have been the clincher as to why he's going up there. I suspect it was it. I want to believe it was Crafty Girl. But Better Harden Up, one start, one win. And form line from last prep, very good. But, of course, heavy track.
D. Oliver riding 55.5 on a Sunday for Better Harden Up might be the lead.
Well, there you go. So
55, my apologies.
55, that's right, yeah. Well, I like Yulong Monoceros each way. Better Harden Up is the horse that has got progression written all over it. And where else are we going after that? Lucky Cat trial well, chance first up, Credible Witness, fit in form. So there you're 4, 5, 5-12-8-4.
5-12-8-4, and look for the horse with something written all over it at Bendigo this afternoon. The strapper will be busy doing that with the how they make the patterns on the horses. Brendan, how are you seeing this one?
I'm going with Better Hearted Up. The win at Geelong back in January is very good. Turned out to be a pretty good form race. Work was good in the jump out that Groot won at Caulfield recently, as outlined. The Oliver 55 on a Sunday. Barrier 8 will get to the outside of the track. I think she's a nice filly and she'll be hard to beat here. Credible Witness hasn't won since this meeting 2 years ago. Has placed in three runs his preparation. Has some solid heavy track form. He's going to appreciate the wet ground. Looking to break a run of out. Geelong Monoceros second up from a break, and then 11 Wasabi is a heavy track winner. Ran well here in heavy conditions. Two runs back with 57. Logan McNeil gets it down to 53.5 with the lightweight. Might be able to play a little part. Keen on the 12 here. 12, 4, 5, 11.
Race 7's a benchmark 78 over 1,600 metres. We scratch numbers 4, 8, 9 and 12. WT for Paddy Payne and Mickey D heading the market at 290. Captain Harry from the inside draw 330. Ocean Walser $4 at 850 for Shaq, $9 for High Suppose, Brendan.
Yeah, process of elimination here due to the scratchings leaves me with Captain Harry on top here, number 5. Gate 2 might be a sticky draw come this time of the day. He was strong at Sandown through the soft 6. Got a long way back in the Hostar race. Beat Upswing, who's got talent but doesn't win very often. So his wet track credentials are there, Captain Harry. WT was good first up at Mildura. Get some weight relief here. Only second try on the really rain-affected ground. 6 Ocean Walter was a big return at Bendigo on a heavy track behind Jittery Jack back on the 14th of July. And then number 2, Strike Force. Wasn't great first up at Caulfield, but this is a drop back in grade, and Colleen Heffel takes the 3 kilos off. So a little bit of help there for Strike Force, who has placed on heavy going 5, 10, 6 and 2.
Benchmark 78, the highest rating race of the day. Dan, what are your thoughts?
I've put the 6 Ocean Walter on top for that good last start effort. Getting to the miles, a positive here. I really couldn't eliminate with confidence any runner in this race. So while it's not the biggest of fields, it's probably one of the toughest. But Ocean Walter, I suppose with a lightweight, gee, it's getting a lot of weight from a lot of other horses in the race. Goes well at Bendigo on the wet. It's a chance. Captain Harry in good form. And Strike Force is capable of a lot better. So it wouldn't surprise to see it improve significantly here, but its form has been ordinary. The tips here of mine are 6, 11, 5 and 2.
We wind up race 8 at Bendigo this afternoon just before 4:30 with a benchmark 64 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings are numbers 1, 6, 7, 12 and 13. Tab.com.au have Czechoslovakia, who's been getting close to another victory, favourite at $4, equal with Tatunka at that same quote. Jabath at $4.80, $5 for Fuga and out to $7 for Montalbano, and Benny Goes Berserk in single figures. Dan at $8.50. How do you bring us home?
Jabath, I thought, was really good last start. It's obviously stepping up to it to a 64, but I like the way it won, and I think it's a really suitable race for it. Progressive horse, Jabath, number 15, right down the bottom. Number 2, Czechoslovakia, pretty stiff. It hasn't won it either its last two starts. It's going really well, and it's probably going to be that horse charging home down the outside rail, as Brendan made mention to earlier on. The others with chances, Tatunka second up, Improver getting to 1,400 metres, and a little bit further out to Benigo's Berserk. But I quite keen each way on Jabath in the last. 15, 2, 10 and 4.
Well into lunch by now, Brendan. How are you seeing the last?
Yeah, Czechoslovakia, the grey, he'll be easy to see come this time. He's on top for me. Just missed it his last couple on rain-affected ground. I think he'll be another one that'll be finishing off over the top to score to beat Benny Goes Berserk. He was okay here last time on a soft 7. He likes it heavy. He likes his home track of Bendigo. He can run a race here at a price. Jabath comes through a strong maiden here last time. Just has to convert to the really rain-affected ground. Olympic Oath he beat. He's since come out and won impressively on the synthetic at Ballarat. And then number 10, Tatunka, was not a bad return at Bendigo behind Greenview Avenue. Gets out to a bit more of a suitable trip for him today. Second up to 4, 15 and 10.
Before you take the reins and guide us through the preview for the meeting at Casterton this afternoon, take us through the way you summarise Bendigo.
Best bet, race 3, number 2, Group Values in the last, race 8, number 4, Benny Goes Berserk. Cotty, 1, 4, 7:10 first leg, 4:5:12 in the second leg, third leg 2:5:6 and 10, last leg 2:4:10 and 15. Play of the day will have Groot all up into Better Harden Up.
Dan, how do you summarise the day?
Crafty Girl's my best, race 4, number 12. As far as a play of the day, perhaps an all-up Crafty Girl, the place into Yulong Monoceros, the place into Jabath, the place. So that's race 4, number 12, into race 6, number 5, into race 8, number 15. Value might be Brilliant Venture. I wish there was 8 runners and you could suggest each way, but perhaps something each way anyway with a heightened place dividend. My quaddy, I've just gone my top 4 in each leg. First leg, 1:4:7:11. Second leg, 4:5:8 and 12. Third leg, 2:5:6:11. And the final leg, 2:4:10 and 15. You can break that down, obviously, and take it for whatever percentage you like.
Great work, Dan. Love having you as part of our team here at RSN 927.